Toronto Public Health's new campaign called Savvy Diner is seeking to make menu labeling with nutritional information mandatory in Ontario restaurants. Centennial Journalism's Shelby Morton reports. The daily special is a mushroom soup with seared celery stalks here at Canyon Creek Chop House in Scarborough, and it seems another change is brewing for how Toronto diners will soon choose their dining options and what options restaurants will choose to offer. Canyon Creek service manager Mark Agee says even though the Savvy Diner concept is not mandatory yet, his Ryerson University hospitality classes are already teaching his students about it.
I think it's a great idea for some restaurants. Transparency is the best way to attract guests. That's a motto at my restaurant. But if I think that they're not hiding anything. They feel loyalty to the brand. For other restaurants, it may scare people away.
Agee can certainly understand the pressure that restaurants will soon be under if a new law is enacted to make menu labeling mandatory. He says it will be a balancing act of retaining the old while embracing the new. Savvy Diner's nutritional promotion consultant Lisa Schwimmer says by forcing restaurants to disclose nutritional information publicly, there would be an incentive for them to create healthier menu options.
We know that 7% of people in Canada are eating a meal out at least once a day.
Yeah.
So with that comes higher levels of calories, sodium, other nutrients that are not desirable, like saturated fats, than we would get if we prepared our own meals at home.
The Savvy Diner campaign was launched in mid-June of this year.
Our role was that we, of course, we gathered the evidence, put forth a report with recommendations through our Board of Health. The provincial government certainly was aware of our position on menu labeling.
Queen's Park announced in October that a bill will be introduced this winter that will essentially make Ontario the first province to make menu labeling mandatory. Schwimmer says that Savvy Diner's ultimate goal is to see the public consuming lower levels of calories and sodium when they're eating away from home.
So I would hope that in a year's time, there's been some announcement in terms of what the legislation looks like, and that industry is moving forward in terms of preparing themselves to meet the deadlines for menu labeling legislation.
3 years previously, in March 2010, the United States Congress passed a national law requiring chain restaurants with 20 or more outlets to list calories and other nutritional information on menus and menu boards. There are many states that have already implemented this law, including Vermont, California, and New York. And according to the American Center for Science in the Public Interest, menu labeling in the U.S. hasn't incurred as many costs as previously predicted. The FDA estimated the average cost for each restaurant to be about $59 per menu item. Back at Canyon Creek, Mark Agee says there's a possibility the everyday diner may not want to know what they're consuming, that when it comes to unhealthy choices, sometimes ignorance is bliss.
I think it'll either make or break a business, so it'll either attract healthy conscious people or deter people who are looking for junkier foods or don't want to know what they're eating.
At another restaurant, Wild Wing and Pickering, Sheila Hardy, a regular diner, says that she's fully on board with menu labeling and hopes to see it enacted for the sake of her children and her grandchildren.
I think it's important because the consumer needs to know the nutritional content of their foods, especially if they have any health issues like heart problems or diabetes. Knowing the fat content, sugar content, sodium content would be of great assistance in making a decision.
It will be difficult to predict how the Savvy Diner campaign will affect the current culture of fast food excess and dining out, but restaurateurs and their employees may soon, by law, have to hop on this ever-present menu labeling bandwagon and adapt to whatever changes it brings.
I'd love for Canyon Creek to adopt this initiative. While the nutrition facts are not the healthiest, transparency is the key to success.
It's clear Savvy Diner is a health initiative determined to completely change the face of the Canadian restaurant industry. You can find out more info about this movement at www.savvydiner.ca or on their Savvy Diner Facebook page. Shelby Morton, Centennial Journalism News, Toronto.